Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Atlantic hurricane season reaches its peak. Insurers are preparing for the next surge in cat claims. Business interruption claims as a result of cat losses represent unique challenges for insurers. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Simon Oddie, a partner with Baker Tilly. Simon, glad you could join us today.
Thank you, John. It's nice to be here. Thank you for the invite.
So, Simon, what do we know about cat claims as a result of Atlantic hurricanes so far, and what should we expect?
Yeah, it's a good question, John. It's been a really interesting year. Obviously, the global pandemic continues around us, and last year as well, of course, and businesses' results because of that pandemic are impacted. Then you bolt onto that a hurricane season or a cat season that causes businesses further problems. And all of that baked together really just changes the environment in which those claims are being addressed and have to be addressed. The business themselves has probably suffered a hurricane damage claim, puts a claim together or expects its insurance carrier to respond to a claim, and built into all of that data and that analysis are the results of that same business caused by the global pandemic. So there's just an increased level of stress for the policyholder, I think. The claims are probably more complicated than typically because you've got this business cycle that the global pandemic caused. And then on top of that, you get this year's cat season, which drives and pushes out BI claims that need to be addressed and looked at. So it's just become a really complicated task, I guess, increased because of this global pandemic issue, a more challenging environment to deal with BI claims.
For insurers, how important is it to have the financial experts on the ground or at least ready to hit the ground running?
I think it's key. I think if you think about the perspective the policyholder has, the moment their business is disrupted is the moment the clock starts ticking for them. So if you don't have the right team ready to go and the right financial expertise ready to go early on in that process, then by the time you might put that expertise in front of the policyholder, some time has passed, and they're already feeling like this needs to be a quick solution that they're looking for. They need a quick turnaround to a claim. That's really the sort of policyholder expectation these days, is how quickly am I going to get this claim resolved? So getting those people ready and ready to go early, such that they can hit the ground running and start that financial measurement, subject to the loss being determined to be covered, of course, but you've got to be ready to go because the clock is ticking and the policyholder knows that, and it's business for them. They want to get back to business. It's a cash flow scenario for many of these policyholders, and they really need to be able to respond and recover. And part of that response and recovery is the measurement of a BI loss.
You mentioned policyholder expectations. How important is it for the insurer to set realistic expectations with their policyholders?
Yeah, it's key. I think if you get that wrong and the expectations are wrong on what the claim and loss process is going to look like and who's going to be involved and what sort of level of detail is going to be required in terms of financial analysis, if you get that wrong, I think the expectations may be too great. And as a result, there's a problem, right? You've got that wrong from the beginning. Now you've got to sort of unravel that perhaps misunderstanding of the process. So setting things up such that the policyholder knows what's going to be happening, how their BI claim is going to be addressed, how it's going to be measured, what kind of information is going to be needed, the sooner those conversations are happening, I think, is essentially you're eliminating surprises for the policyholder. And we've seen it time and time again. And I mentioned the clock and the time it takes for these things to happen. If we're not addressing that early on, I think the policyholders, especially because of this stressed global pandemic environment that they're in, they're going to get pretty impatient about the claim process pretty quickly, and I think we've got to be ready to address that.
Are there steps the insurer should be taking to calculate BI claims?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, there's a certain level of due diligence required in the claims process. Insurers want to know that the claim has been validated and it's a realistic claim and a reasonable claim. So there's a need to go out and work with financial experts to gather the right information from the policyholder. And there's a certain protocol that really needs to be followed such that insurers can be comfortable that that claim is reasonable in terms of how it's going to be settled and dealt with.
Simon, great speaking with you today.
My pleasure.
That was Simon Oddie, a partner with Baker Tilly. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV. Thank you. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.